Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in on Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. For those joining us on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad that you can tune in. As well as those joining us on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106liveradio.com, we're glad to have all of you with us as well. Recording artist Damian Merle is back with us today of Damian Merle and Salam. We're going to be talking to him not only about his passion for music, but what it's been like for him to share some inspiring messages through the music he's been able to create, but also music that has touched people's lives and really helped them through challenges that they have gone through. Damian's music has also done the same for him. We're going to talk to him about that, as well as let you guys hear the single Don't Let Me Fall and how you all can stay connected with Damian. But Damian, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having me back.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine, Damian. As I said, we're going to be hearing music from you a little bit later. Damian, you know, let's talk about this journey that you've been on, even since the last time that you were on our program. I mean, I think the great thing about what you've been able to do is that you realized early on what your gift was that you had been given, and you've been able to use that gift not only for yourself but also to help other people. What does that feel like to know that you've been able to be used that way?
Well, it feels awesome because I feel like I'm fulfilling the purpose that God has for me. And I think that's what it's all about. I think if we can't use our gift to help people, then we're inadequate. You know,
yeah.
So I feel fortunate that I'm able to function and make life better for other people.
Yeah, and you have been able to definitely see that paying off, not only in the accolades you've been able to get for your music, Damian, but also, of course, as I said, in hearing from people. Could you have imagined, though, when this journey began for you, that something that you have been given would be able to impact people around the world the way it's been able to?
Well, you know, it's always been my prayer, and, you know, that's been the heart of what I do, and, you know, but just because it's something you wanted, you know, it still never really reaches home until it happens. So, you know, I definitely feel so grateful that this journey is turning out the way it is.
Right. So take us back a little bit, Damian. For those who may have missed our first conversation together, when did you first realize the gift that you had been given?
Well, it was, I have other siblings, you know, so I grew up in a household full of musicians and singers. But my mother was the one that actually, really gave us taught us, you know, music and the ministry of music. And so she could have had a career herself, and she, you know, she gave up her career because she saw things in us. And so when she realized that, she, you know, she really brought us up to let us know that, you know, hey, God is going to use you in different ways. And so she really cultivated that gift with us. And since then, you know, we've been, you know, not just me, but all of us have been moving within the gift that God has given us.
Yeah. And I think, again, that is the powerful thing, to realize it. You know, I think, you know, we live in a crazy world, to say the least, Damian, where, you know, people, you know, there are a lot of talented people out there. They don't always give the credit where credit is due, even though, you know, they have to realize on some level that what they have is not something that they themselves gave themselves. What do you think has helped you to stay focused on the fact that this is bigger than Damian Merle and bigger than anything that you could have done on your own?
Well, I think what has helped me more than one area. One area is that, you know, that God didn't have to choose me, you know, for sure. I mean, he could choose anybody to do his work. But the second thing is that I've been, you know, around great other artists, you know, that, I mean, like, you know, Donald Lawrence. I mean, just looking at how his music lives forever. And that's something that I've always wanted for myself. I didn't want my music just to be current just for the time, but I wanted to write music that will live far past me, and that's that really puts me in the same mindset.
Yeah. I have heard authors, when they've come on this program, Damian, talk about when they write something, sometimes they're writing it for themselves first, and then if it's able to touch somebody else, you know, that is always a plus. Do you find that is what happens with you when it comes to music?
I think I totally agree. I believe that whatever, when the music is given, it has to minister to me first. And my job as it ministers to me is to get people to receive it the way that I received it. And so when it's given to me, that's pretty much how it works for me. It's like, you know, it ministers to me first, and then now I have to relay it and make sure that everything that's surrounding the music, the song, the emotion, and everything really is the it comes out the way that I heard it in my head, you know. And so right. I totally agree with that. That's exactly how it works.
Yeah. For those who are just tuning in, either on the Radio Dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome back to our program today recording artist Damian Merle of the group Damian Merle and Salaam. We're talking with him actually not only about the musical journey that he's been on, but what it's been like for him to do what he loves, what he's passionate about, and what he's been gifted with, and what it's been like for him to see the response. Now, the single we're going to be hearing is a single, Don't Let Me Fall, that has, I think, a very powerful message. It reminds us all, I think, Damian, that, you know, we are helpless in situations, and we definitely have to do, as the scripture tells us, is to look to the source of our help. Talk to us about that song, how it initially came to you, and how it has definitely been able to help you through some very challenging times.
Well, it initially came to me just like how you said. You couldn't have said it better, in a helpless situation. You know, I was in a place where, you know, I had to go to the hospital and find out that my heart beat was rating 180 to 200 beats a minute, and you know, I was at a risk of a stroke and heart attack and many different things. And you know, at that point, you know, God actually, you know, they did everything just to get the get my heartbeat down, you know, get everything in, back in position. But you know, 3 days later, the doctor said that if I didn't, they've been trying for 3 days, and next step is to give you electric shock. And you know, not too long after that, God actually allowed my heart to jump back into position. And, you know, we laughed about that with the doctor. He thought he scared me, but I told him that God actually did it. But from that point, they discovered that I was going to have to undergo open-heart surgery. And so I went to send me home to prepare for the surgery. And during that time, God began to give me songs after songs after songs. He gave me music to this particular song. And so when I went back to have the surgery, my brother asked the doctors if they would play the music while they performed the surgery, and they did. And so whenever they went in, they didn't just find one hole in my heart, but they found several holes in my heart. And when I came out of that successful surgery, they gave me the words, God gave me the words to the song Don't Let Me Fall, and wanted me to know that it wasn't just for me, but it would be for a nation of people, that let them know that He's able to keep you from falling. And whether it's cancer, family issues, it don't matter what it is, but God, He's always there to answer your call.
Yeah. You know, we're going to hear the song here in a moment, Damian. But before we do, I want to talk about something, because I think there is sometimes a thought that discourages people when they feel as though, okay, I have made the decision that I'm going, you know, to do what I believe my Creator wants me to do. I'm doing all that I know to do in my imperfect state, and yet these bad things happen. And that, unfortunately, causes some people to stumble, causes people to start to doubt. What do you think kept you from going in that direction and kept you moving further into his arms and his grace?
Well, I think understanding that, you know, me, I'm always knowing that everything that happens is a spiritual battle. I also tend to look at the, you know, when you read the Bible, there were good people in the Bible that went through many different things. I mean, you had Joseph. And, you know, but he had a life of different things that, but even though he was going through a lot, there was a lot of blessings and triumph in the middle, you know, of him going through. And I think at the end, you know, we gain something from what we have to go through. And so, honestly, what really kept me going is knowing that, guess what, I am on a spiritual battle. I am on a spiritual warfare. But at the same time, you know, the whole thing about it is going through and not allowing the enemy to destroy you in the process. And as long as you keep your mind on Jesus, He just won't let you fall. He won't. He will. You know, no matter how bad it gets, He won't let you fall.
That's a powerful message for all of us to be able to keep in mind. Again, everyone, Damian Merle is our guest. Here is that single, Don't Let Me Fall. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Damian right after this. Stay with us.
Don't let me fall. turbulence and depression, when in stress, in pain, he's faithful,
faith,
in the good times and the bad.
Yeah.
Oh, she won't let you fall.
That was Damian Merle and Salam with Don't Let Me Fall here on Conversations Live, whether you're joining us online, of course, or on the radio dial. We're joined by Damian Merle today. We're talking with him not only about his musical journey, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of us, as well as, of course, to know that the music he's been given has been a source of inspiration for others. So, I mean, regardless of what you're going through personally, Damian, I mean, how does that feel to know that you are able to, through the words that's been given to you, that you have been able to make a difference in someone's life the way you've been able to?
It's a wonderful feeling. I mean, even as I travel now, I mean, I have people that come to me and tell me how that song helped them through cancer, how it helped them through open heart surgery, and how it helped them through some family issues. Those, you know, so that really makes me feel great because, you know, it tells me that I'm fulfilling that purpose, you know, even when within that song that God is, you know, the reason why he, you know, allowed me to go through it was to help bring other people out of it, you know, so it's a feeling that you can't describe. It's just wonderful.
It's interesting when you were sharing, you know, your personal story, Damian, of, you know, your attack of the literal heart. So many people today, of course, have their figurative hearts being attacked. And there's so many things out there, I think, that are trying to vie for our attention that can, you know, can lead us in a direction that may not be the best or may make our hearts heavy because of what we're going through or, you know, what someone that we love is going through. What do you hope people, as they listen to the words of that song, what do you hope they realize about what is possible for them, no matter how they may see themselves or where they are today? What do you hope that song does for them in reminding them about what's possible for them?
Well, I hope that they know that they're still here. And you know what? The thing is that a lot of people don't realize, you know, you think about the things you've been in the past, but it hadn't, you know, God has always made a way for it not to kill you or to bring you down, or you're not in a crazy house, or you know, if you're still here, you know, you understand that he's able to keep you falling, and that, guess what, it's in any battle, you're going to go through some hardships, but just knowing that, guess what, no matter what I go through, that, you know, I'm covered by his blood, I'm covered through him, and going through it, you know, it's just the whole idea of it, it's getting through it, that, guess what, there's no stopping me, that God will always be there to help me out of it. And make sure that I can anything that I go through, that I can actually give my testimony to other people to let them know that he did it.
Damian Merle, everyone, again, of Damian Merle and Salam. That single you all heard here is Don't Let Me Fall. Damian, how can our audience stay connected with you and keep up what's coming up next for you?
They can join us. They can go to my website, which is www.damianmerle.com. Or they can connect with us on Facebook.com, Damian Merle 2, or Twitter.com, DM and Salon. And we're on many of the social network sites, so you can definitely connect with us. I always tell people, you know, hey, you know, we want you to, you know, join with us. You don't become fans, but you become family.
There you go. You have the invitation there. Damian, another great conversation with you. Thank you so much for the time, man. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, my brother.
Hey, glad to have you. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Damian, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.